Earl Jones, David Soul, Joyce Randolph, who played Trixie on The Honeymooners, Donald Sutherland, Martin Mull, Bob Newhart, Maggie Smith, Terry Garr, Louis Gossett Jr., Shelley Duvall, Carl Weathers, Richard Lewis, John Amos, Shannon Doherty, Chuck Woolery, Sergio Mendez, Toby Keith, Eric Carmen, filmmaker Morgan Spurlock, Richard Simmons, Phil Donahue, and Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And all I ask you to do with that group is don't imagine it in some maudlin way. Just imagine that that's a cocktail party. And it sounds like one of those gossip columns where, and look at who all was at this gossip party. Oh, guess what? My phone is making noise because the radio station just came back on the air through the app. Well,
there you go.
Us.
There you go.
But I can't figure out how to turn it. There. Okay, good. There
we all go. I'm going to say is like they're probably a bunch of them saying, who's going to go talk to Woolery?
Back after this. You're up north.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Oh yeah, we're starting real smooth here on Christmas Eve morning with a little Bee Gees for today's history lesson.
Hey, how deep is your love?
Sound like Barry White.
Something like that, yeah. Dan Hagen from WJFW, Newswatch 12 in Rhinelander, joins us for today's history lesson. Dan, you doing well?
I'm doing great. Vacation treats me well. I'm off this whole week.
You are? Yeah, I was going to say, you're in new surroundings, family cabin, I understand.
Family cabin in Minocqua. We've got a beautiful lake in front of me, though it is too dark. Why are you guys up this early? It's crazy.
I've been asking that question for a year and a half.
Yep. And we keep giving them a paycheck. And, you know, someday I'm hoping to earn one of those, too.
So you get paid?
We do it for love. We do it for love. Let's see. We've got the Bee Gees playing How Deep Is Your Love, because on this day in 1977, it was the number one song, finally knocking Debbie Boone off the top of the charts. You Light Up My Life.
Thank God.
Had been the number one song for what was then a record 12 straight weeks before the Bee Gees came along, and then they owned the charts in 1978. The number one song this day in 1988 was by Poison.
But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
Couples skate only. Couples skate only.
Yeah, I was going to make a prom joke. I don't know who played at Dan's prom, but Dan, where'd you go to high school?
North. I did not enjoy prom. It was too much hype.
It's not. Okay. It's a lot of money for not a lot of. I don't know. It's
yeah.
Hey, Yeah.
It was supposed to be just a nice little school dance, and we've turned it into such a production number now. But yeah, Poison was number one for 3 weeks, starting this week in 1988. Happy birthday to Ricky Martin. He turns 53 today. Ricky was born 53 years ago today in San Juan, Puerto Rico, which also means that on this day in 1988, when Ricky turned 17, he was officially aged out of the boy band Menudo, where that was the rule. It's like, okay, you're 17, get out. We got to bring another young voice in. So he moved to New York City, started a solo career, released his first album in 1991, and has done all right for himself. So
that Menudo documentary is banana pants.
Really?
Oh.
There's a documentary about Menudo?
Yeah, guess what? The guy who ran the band, not the best person in the world.
No.
Shocking.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. His whole life was manipulating young boys for like 30 years. He was weird. Who knew?
Now he's up for a cabinet post. Yeah. Dr. Anthony Fauci is 84 years old today. Ryan Seacrest is 50. And former Packer Devontae Adams is 32 today. On this day in 1968, the crew of Apollo 8 entered into orbit around the moon. This was the number one song, Christmas of 1968, by Marvin Gaye. The crew of Apollo 8 performed 10 lunar orbits, took the first famous Earthrise photograph, broadcast live, and read the first 10 verses from Genesis. Again, this weekend, this Christmas Eve in 1968. So, Dan, you're at the family cabin now, so take us through the holiday here. We've been asking folks about any holiday traditions or holiday meals, or what are you going to do that's special this week?
Well, we make all of our Norwegian blood count, and we made lefse yesterday. So this involves potatoes and butter and salt, and you mix it into kind of small hockey pucks. You freeze it, and then you put it on a lefse grill, and you make these beautiful, very thin kind of pancakey things, crepe things.
I am absolutely blown away at how many families have these various food traditions. There was the ravioli. We just talked about Zapecki and the Polish sausages. Now you and lefse. This is incredible.
Today we're making meatballs, Norwegian meatballs. So it just goes on and on and on and on.
Wow. That is just super impressive. I mean, we open up a slurpy can of cranberry, gelled cranberries, and call it good, you know. But
you know, we've made this green jello. It was for my grandma for years. It's in like a bunch-shaped cake, and it's absolutely horrid. And
yeah. It's horrid.
There's cottage cheese in it and green jello and stuff.
No, not the cottage cheese, green jello, bundt cake thing.
I love cottage cheese so much. I mean, I can't say with jello, but
no.
It's an abomination.
It's all we had. We were growing up. We had nothing.
It's just a crime against food right there. Although, I can't hear green jello anymore without thinking, you know, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and Chevy Chase going, she wrapped her damn cat. With the cat food and the jello. This is a National Consumer Rights Day and a very short calendar today. This is Eggnog Day. Any eggnog being consumed at the Hagen family Christmas?
It's so funny you mentioned that. We never really have eggnog, but I've added it to my coffee the last few days, and it kind of is all right.
Okay. There we go. It seems to be the season for it. Eggnog or Tom and Jerry mix, hot buttered rum, all those things really good. So... All right. And then finally, do you have a special or favorite holiday soundtrack, song, artist, anything like that? For me, it's John Denver and the Muppets, A Christmas Together. But anything from you?
I can't say. We watched The Grinch the other day with Jim Carrey. It's some great tunes, but I love McCartney's Wonderful Christmas.
Oh, stop it, jeepers. All right, we'll deal with this after the news. Finally, on this day in 1818, a church choir in Austria introduced a new Christmas song for their midnight mass called Silent Night, and this is the version that John Denver and the Muppets did for their TV special back in the late 70s. More with Dan Hagen from WJFW, and we'll talk about the year in review coming up after news and more on Up North News Radio. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome the deceased actor Jimmy Stewart. Don't ask me how we got him. He's going to talk about his film, It's a Wonderful Life. And then Santa joins me to talk about his illustrious career.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A former president hospitalized this Christmas Eve. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton is under routine observation at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital here in Washington. He was admitted Monday afternoon for testing after developing a fever. His spokesperson tells us he's awake, fine and alert, and in good spirits. Clinton, who is 78 years old, has been on a media tour in recent weeks promoting his latest book.
Doctors hopeful that Clinton will be out and with his family for Christmas Day tomorrow. We're still trying to figure out what's happening, but American Airlines has requested a ground stop for all of its flights today. It's said to be a technical issue that they are working on, and they say things should be back to normal soon. No consensus by the Committee on Foreign Investment on whether the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel would pose a U.S. security threat, so the decision on the $15 billion deal is being left up to President Biden. This is ABC News.